Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the weighty issues that impact our public schooling families with a good doctor, Ralph Kerr, at the Teaching and Learning Institute. Ralph, no public schooling families these days. They're all homeschooled, and they have been for several months and will be for several more months. Those of you that continue your online learning, I want to talk about the fall to start. The CDC last week, you might remember, issuing those, some would say, controversial guidelines. Should the schools reopen? Such things as, you know, spacing the desks 6 feet apart, no more extracurricular activities or field trips, kids eating lunch at their desk, teachers in face masks. How realistic, Ralph, that these guidelines will be adopted in the fall in New York and Pennsylvania?
Well, I think a lot of them will be adopted because there's so much pressure to get school reopened in the fall. I think the 6 feet apart is doable with the average class size, particularly when recent reports are saying that as many as 30% of the parents, I can't imagine this after what they've been through, but 30% of the parents will be hesitant to send their children back to school. But I think in the classroom, I was actually doing some calculating, and in an average classroom, I think you could get 18 children in and give them 6 feet of space. Mm-hmm. The extracurricular and field trips, that's definitely doable, and kids eating their lunch at their desks, that's going to be a little bit of a problem because teachers are not going to be willing, or should they, be with the children from first thing in the morning to the afternoon, including lunch and all that. So it's going to have to be some special arrangements made for that. And I think teachers may have an option of wearing a mask. And certainly my concern is that older teachers or teachers that have compromised health situations, it's going to be really tricky for them. And I do think that schools should be open to allowing people like that to use their sick leave if they have it, rather than have them be compromised by the whole situation.
Yeah, I would hate to be the one tasked with socially distancing six-year-olds, Ralph. I can't imagine that would be easy. Well, let's just switch gears a little bit and talk about the class of 2020. You know, this is the time of year, the pomp and circumstance. In-person graduations, there's a great debate about whether districts should be doing this. There was even legislation in Albany this week saying that, yes, there is a way to do this responsibly, to have these outdoor ceremonies. I know some schools are having them at drive-in movie theaters. What do you think, Ralph? Should districts be doing all they can to try and have in-person graduation ceremonies, or is it just too risky, you think?
No, I really think if they can accommodate it, they should do it. And particularly last weekend when, you know, beaches and parks were open, it would seem to me that schools may be able to find a place outdoors, as you mentioned, a drive-in theater or maybe the football field or something like that, where they could have the ceremony. It is a big deal. And if it's possible to do it outside, I would certainly encourage that it be done.
All right. Siena College pollsters put out a survey. I had to ask you this. 2/3 of New Yorkers believe there will be school in the fall, even though 75% believe there's a good chance that we're going to see a second wave of this virus. The governor will come out with guidelines in June for reopening. Districts, from what I've been told, will submit their plans for reopening by July. What's your sense, Ralph, that when it all is said and done, the million-dollar question, there will be public schools open for business in the fall?
Yeah, I believe there will be. There are going to be a lot of accommodations have to be made. But as I said at the beginning, there's so much pressure to get schools reopened that I think the creative people that are in charge in schools will be able to figure it out. And I'm sure the teachers and other staff will be supportive as long as they're included in the planning. And I think we will see school. It won't be like it's been in the past, But I think you will see schools reopen in a very modified form come September or late August.
All right. And before we go, the mail-in school board elections, that's mail, M-A-I-L, not M-A-L-E. So it's all by mail this year, but it's so important you take part, Ralph. When does that vote happen in New York?
Yeah, it actually happens on June 6th, and people should have their ballots now. They were mailed out by the districts. If you didn't get one, be sure to call the district and ask for your ballot, and then be sure to get it returned as soon as you receive it, voting for the school budget and also for the school board members that are listed on the ballot. It's very important. As we've said before, in normal school board elections, there's like 10% of the people vote. And this is an opportunity to really increase that percentage. And I would certainly encourage people to be sure to return their mail-in ballot.
All right. And if folks have questions about that, you have a wonderful website, Ralph, where they can go and learn more. If you would, sir, where is that?
That website is simply yrun.org. yrun.org.